Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechas Kehilim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned Mischos Basrachol, Shishi Bezachar Vayin, Juziv Gahagon, Bekar of Mamesh. Now, the previous Mishnah, so we learned that the hole that a kli has to have in order to render a tahar, that it's not even a kabel toma, is the size of a pomegranate, and that's an average size pomegranate. So now we talk about other shirim, which we say also are average. So here's the first one. The Mishnah tells us Kebetzah Shamru, and the Chum said we have a shir of a beitzah of an egg, and this in regards to Tomas Eichlin, that food the size of an egg that becomes tamei could also be tamei other foods if it touches them. It's not a large or small egg, it's an average egg. And Rabbi Yehuda, he says, how do we measure an average egg? Maybe gedolah shebegedolah, so ketanah shebketanah, bring the largest egg and the smallest egg you can find. First place a large one into a full cup of water. Whatever water gets displaced is considered the volume of that large egg. Then refill the cup again, put the small egg in, and whatever water gets displaced, that's the volume of the small egg. And then take all that water and split it in half, and that's going to be the displacement of an average size egg. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi argues and he says, who's going to tell me which one is large and which one is small? Just because you think you have a large and a small egg, who says, maybe I'll find you a larger one or a smaller one? Versus Rabbi Yosi, Ella Hakolfi Datashal Raya, everything has to do with the person who sees it. A person knows basically what an average egg looks like. So if he sees it and he says, you know what, this looks like an average size egg, great. So that's what he measures based off of, and he doesn't do this whole egg in the water thing that Rabbi Yosi suggested. On to Mishnah Zayin with another shear, Kigregeres Sha'amru, when the Chum said a shear of a gregeres, which is a dried fig, that's in regards to the issur of carrying things out on Shabbos. In regards to many things, the Chum said, if this was carried out on Shabbos and it was the shir of a gregeris, a dried fig, one's going to be chayiv. Also, in regards to joining in Erev Chatzeros, one has to use food the size of a dried fig. So, lo gedol lo katana, ela beninis. It's not a large one or a small one, rather an average-sized dried fig. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, he says, ha-gedolah sheb'Eretz Yisrael, hi ha-beninis sheb'medinas, the large figs in Eretz Yisrael are the same as the average-sized ones outside in the other countries and areas, and therefore the people of Eretz Yisrael have to measure this based off the large one, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow on the Mishnah Ches and Tes with more discussions of the same topic. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.